In 1934, 13-year-old Thomas Varnado and his brother Hubert were sent to the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys after being accused of stealing a typewriter. In 1944, 12-year-old Earl Wilson was sent to Dozier. He was accused of riding in a car that a friend of his stole. Neither Thomas nor Earl ever came home until now. WSS Mark Schreiner has a story of how science and perseverance are finally giving their families some peace.
Just a huge relief. That's about all I can tell you. The most rewarding relief I've ever had in my life.
Glenn Varnado has long tried to find out what happened to his uncle Thomas, even filing a lawsuit to prevent the state from selling 220 acres of Dozier property 2 years ago. His family never believed school officials' claims that Thomas died from pneumonia barely a month after arriving there, and they wondered why he was buried in an unmarked grave. Now Glenn's elated his uncle's been removed from what he calls Dozier's atrocity-laden soils.
Once we finally put Thomas to rest and put him at a place with his family, this is one thing I can put behind me and go ahead and live my life now, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
That sense of closure is thanks in part to University of South Florida researchers, led by anthropologist Erin Kimmerly. Her team used ground-penetrating radar and other methods to map the school's graveyard, finding more grave shafts than school records and previous investigations had said there were. The researchers exhumed remains from 55 shafts last year and began trying to match DNA from the remains with that of relatives of boys who had died at the school, many under suspicious circumstances.
My mother couldn't find anything out. My dad had tried. He didn't, so he died. Then my sister, she was trying. Both of them was trying to find it. They couldn't get nothing, so they died.
76-year-old Cherry Wilson says her family heard a number of stories about how her 12-year-old brother Earl died in 1944. A jury convicted four classmates of beating him to death, while a friend of Earl's said it was from punishment that school officials gave him for smoking. Cherry was one of those who submitted a DNA sample, and Wednesday, results came back. It matched a set of remains, making Earl the first African-American student identified.
I thought it was a joke when my son called me yesterday evening and told me. I thought he was playing with me. I didn't believe it really until I came here today. And that's when I really believed that it was true.
In Thomas Varnado's case, it was his only surviving sibling, 86-year-old Richard, who provided the matching DNA.
I didn't think I would live to see the end of this, but I did. Apparently somebody had some use for me somewhere.
Erin Kimmerly explained that there's a reason why these two matches, along with the first boy identified, 14-year-old George Owen Smith, came through siblings.
It's a close genetic match, as opposed to when you move down generations or move out into cousins, nieces, nephews, it can be a little bit more difficult.
The researchers plan to return to Dozier this fall for further investigation. Kimmerly says they've also received permission from Pennsylvania officials to exhume the body of Thomas Curry from a Philadelphia cemetery. The 15-year-old reportedly died under violent circumstances a month after he was admitted to Dozier in 1925.
We're looking to do DNA identification as well to confirm who it is, and then to look at the cause of death and see if we can get information about that and better understand the circumstances surrounding his death.
Hints of that violence even shadowed the joy of the families who have their loved ones back. Hillsborough County Sheriff's officials who've assisted the USF researchers joined them when they notified the Varnado family. Glenn Varnado says that ended up taking his uncle Richard back 80 years to when his brothers were arrested.
He immediately flashed back to the day they picked his brothers up. He actually commented, "I can hear him screaming and hollering as the car drove off."
But Glenn also wanted families of other Dozier students still waiting for closure to know, your day will come.
My message for those folks would be, you know, not to give up and just keep the faith and continue to look for their loved ones. And, you know, don't take no for an answer. That's what I did. I didn't take no for an answer.
Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.
There's a grainy, undated photograph of Thomas Varnado, along with videos, links to researchers' work, and much more at WUSFnews.org.